Okay, today's Daf Yud Gimel. We're on Daf Yud Gimel. We're on the fifth line. Amar of Gil Amar Rav. Of Gil said in the Rav, Hani Apkusa shoots the dikla of a dekel tree, Misachachin Behu. You can use them for schach. Af al gav da'agidi, even though they're bound, and we had yesterday that you're not allowed to use bound things, it's a gzera, maybe it'll turn into an otzer. No, but Egin b'dei Shabayim, lo shmi Egin. It's naturally grown that way. That's not an issue. That's how it's grown. Also, Afagaf the Hadar Agid Lahu, even though you bound it, I'm not sure what this means exactly, but Igid Bechad Lo Shme Egid, it only has one stalk really. So you can't bind one thing. First of all, it's natural. Second of all, it's not even Shaykh, the whole thing doesn't even make it. It's not even Shaykh. I'm not exactly sure what the Metzius is because I don't know what this is. I'm not exactly sure. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina Bar Shila.
What I don't understand what I'm trying to say.
What do you mean it's one? What does that mean it's one?
It's one stem
with a bunch of things shooting out of it. So really, first of all, it's natural. And even if you want to say that's also a problem, it's only one.
It's only one.
Okay. Amar Ravina Bar Shila.
I'm trying to figure out what it would be like that we could...
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be like the evergreens.
Right.
You have one branch going, then some right. Branches will come off.
Okay. Hani Dukri Dekani, cane stalks, Misachachin Behu. You can use that too. Afagav Dagidi Ninu, even though they're bound. Eged, B'dei Shemayim, Lo Shmei Eged. Man-made, I mean natural, that's why it's grown, that's not a problem. Afagav Dahadar Agid Lahu, even though it's bound, you bound it again. Eged Bechad, Lo Shmei Eged. One is not called an Eged. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn similarly. Kanem V'Dukronin, Kanem and Dukronin, Misachachin Behen. You're allowed to use them for tzchach. So konim pshita. No. Ema konim shel dukronim misachin. It's konim that are grown, that come out of one dukron, which is many stalks. It's one which is many, that's okay. Misachin behen, that you can use. V'amar of chista amaravina barshila. Hani mararisa da agma. This maror of the swamp maror. Adam yotze b'edichavasa b'pesach. You yotze on Pesach, you could use that. What is that? Says Rashi, a very controversial three words, Chazeres shel Agam. It's the Chazeres of the Agam. We know that Chazeres is a mower. That's what Rashi tells you, that's what this is. Says Tosvos, in the second Tosvos, Pirish Bekuntris, Chazeres shel Agam. It's a Chazeres of Agam. What does that mean? Some vegetable that's bitter that grows by the swamps. Right? What does that mean? So, says Tosvos, the ain mashmakein. That can't be right. Why not? Because Biparakol Shah, Amrina and Ravina Ashkechel Rav Achab read the Rava. Ravina bumped into Rav, the brother of. I'm sorry. Rav Achab read the Ravina. Ravina bumped into Rav Achab read the Ravina. His own son? Probably not. He bumped into. Anyway, Dahavi Machaza Amar Marisa. He's looking for Mara. Amalei, my Daitacha. What are you looking for? If you're looking for something very bitter, vanan tanan chazeres. We have chazeres is bitter. It's very bitter. It's the first one on the list. Alma, what do you see? Ein ze chazeres. This is not chazeres. Chazeres shel agam is not chazeres. Because he said to him, what are you looking for? Bitter? Ag, how about chazeres? Obviously, this is not chazeres. Right? Elamin acherhu, sheshmo mamarisa. Something else. What's Rashi talking about? The Yesh Loma, Yesh Mimenu, Shagadol Ba'agam, there must be something that grows by the swamps, Vesharesh, Shalo, Nikra Tia, it's called, the roots called Tia, Beperek Elo Trefos, Mai Tia, Ikra de Mavariza. Okay, so they're having a machlokes. And now, Meisvei, here's the following question. It says in the Torah, Ezov. You have to use Ezov for things, right? Lo Ezov Yavan, you can't use Greek Ezov. Velo Ezov Kochli, not blue. Is that blue? Whatever it means. Yeah, blue. Velo Ezov Midbari. You can't use the desert Ezov. Velo Ezov Romi. You can't use Roman. Velo Ezov Shiesh Bo Shem Levi. You can't use any Ezov that has a Shem Levi. Anyone that has a Shem Levi, you can't use. Okay? Amar Abaya. Kol Shenishtinu Shmo Kodim Matan Torah. Any word. Any kind of Ezov. I don't need a drink. I don't want to drink. Can we drive you there? Thank you. Kol Nishanashtana Shmo, Kodimatan Torah. Any name, any one of these spices, any herb, any vegetable, anything that had a name before, the name was changed before Matan Torah, Ubasa Torah, and the Torah comes along Vic Pida Alav and says like this, I want you to use Azov. Biyadua Shiesh Lo Shem Levi. That it has a Shem Levi. Everyone asks, there was no such thing as Greece and Rome before Matan Torah. So what does that mean? You can't use Greek Azov and you can't use Roman Azov.
It's just a description of what it is.
Exactly. It's a description of what it is. That means if there was something called Persian Azov, Mesopotamian Azov, and they changed the name to Greek, right? It was before Matan Torah, and then the Torah says, I want you to use Azov. I want you to use Azov. What does that mean? Only Azov. Vahani, now Maror, Lo Nishtana Shamayhu, Kodem Matan Torah Klal. The name was never changed before Matan Torah. What does it say in the Torah? Maror. So what's the question? Right? So what's wrong with it? So what would be wrong with it? Right? Oh, I'm sorry, this is an answer. What was the question? The question was like this. The question was, just like when it comes to Azov, you're not allowed to use anything else. Right? You're not allowed to use anything else. What? So Mara would be the same thing. How can it be Mara de Agam? How could that be Mara de Agam? How could that be kosher? You, just by Azov, you're not allowed to use something else. So to here, you can't use something else. So the Gemara says, no. By Azov, if it was called, like I said, Greek Azov or Roman Azov, and the Torah says, I want you to use Azov, you have no choice. You have to use Azov. You can't use anything else. Torah never said which Mara to use. Torah never said, I want you to use carrots, but you can't use South American carrots. That's not what it says. It says Mara. Mara could be anything. Therefore, a maror, the fact that it has an accompanying name, doesn't make a difference. Does it make sense?
No.
Does that make sense?
Because Azov is descriptive of the Azov.
Azov is something. So right. The Torah says, I want you to take Azov. So can I take Azov from Rome? No. That's not Azov.
Right.
That's Roman Azov.
Right.
I only want Azov.
That I understand. But then
the Torah never said, I want you to eat horseradish on Pesach. That's not what it said. It said maror.
Maror.
What's maror?
Anything that's maror.
Exactly. Anything that's bitter. So by definition, the Torah doesn't care if you have it in the company name. What does the Torah care? The Torah doesn't care. Therefore, you can use marorisa de agam, it's okay. I don't care where it grows. I don't care where it's from. It doesn't matter to me. Vahani lo nishtani kamayu kod de Matan Torah klal. This didn't change its name before Matan Torah at all. It's Mara now. It's also Mara. Now you want to say where it's from? Who cares?
You say there's an example. Romi Azov is a different kind of Azov.
Correct. That's going to become clear when Rava gives a different answer. Rava Amar, Hani Marisa Stama Shamayu. Really, it's called Mara. Vahai dekari lahu marorisa de agma. Why do they call it the maror of the agam? Mishum de mishtarach ba'agam. That's where it's found. What's the difference? How's that different than Azov? The answer is, because by Azov it's a different species, and by maror it's not. That's what Rava meant to say, which is really what Abaye meant to say. Okay. Amar of Chista, igad bechad lo shmei eged. If you take one Azov, it's not called a bundle. You have to have a bundle. It's one. Shlosh, Shmei Eged. Three is. Shnayim Machlokas. Two are Machor. It's a Machlokas. Rav Yossi V'Rabbanon. It's a Machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rabbanon. Ditnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Mitzvahs Ezov. It's a Mitzvahs Ezov. Shlosha Klachim. Three stalks. Ubahen Shlosha Givolin. And in the stalks are three stems?
I don't know
what this is.
No, this is
them.
That was sprigs.
Sprigs. What does that mean?
The first one is sprigs. The second one.
What's a sprig?
It's like a branch.
It's a branch. Yeah. So what does it mean?
Sprig is a full plant.
So it's a total of nine.
A number of.
So it's a total of nine. Stalls. So it's a total of nine sprouts. Nine things growing out of here. Is that what it means? Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omar. No. Mitzvahs Azov Shlosha Givolin. The mitzvah is to have three. Vishiyarav shnayim. But it's okay with two. Vigardumav kalshahu. And the remainder is any amount. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Kasal kadaitach. Does he mean to say that midishiyarav shnayim, that if you only have two, it's okay. That tchiloso nami shnayim, that you could also start off with two. V'hakatani b'shlosha l'mitzvah. But he said it can't be because he said three is a mitzvah. In other words, three is ideal. If you don't have three, two is okay. Umidu Rabbi Yossi shlosha l'mitzvah. Since Rabbi Yossi says three is a mitzvah, l'rabbanan shlosha l'akev. Three must be ma'akev. V'atanya, yet we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omar, Ezov, tchilas o'shnayim. Two is you need two. V'shiyar v'echad, I'm sorry, tchilas o'shnayim, yeah. V'shiyar v'echad, puzzle. That's all puzzle. V'ein ha'kosher ad she'et tchilas o'shlosha, v'shiyar v'shnayim. Right? So what do you see from here? That three is ma'akev. It's not a mitzvah, it's ma'akev. It's not ideal. You start with three, you have two, it's okay. Here he says, it's absolutely essential. So it's a theory in Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, eight buch l'Rabbi Yossi. Change Rabbi Yossi's, change it around. Shlosha la'akev, shlosha la'akev, three is la'akev. L'Rabbanan shlosha la'mitzvah. For the Rabbanan, three is the mitzvah. V'hatanya, and now we say, this is b'nichusa, right? And this supports it. Ezov, what's the story with this Ezov? How many, what are we talking about Ezov? For the paraduma, you have to sprinkle. So you have to have an Ezov a bundle. So tchilas o'shnayim, you can start off with two, v'shiyar v'echad, and if you end up with one, kosher, that's okay. V'ein apostle, it's not apostle, ad shihei tchilas v'shiyar v'echad. It's not apostle, it's only have one. What? Correct. Shiyar v'echad apostle? Well, one's apostle, v'amar to shiyar v'echad kosher, but he said that's not true, it's kosher. Ela ema, ad shihei tchilas v'shiyar v'echad. I'd rather say, that what the Brisa meant to say was, ad shetehei tchilaso kishiyarav echad. Meaning, only one is puzzle. That's what he meant to say. It's a lot of words to say that. Only one is puzzle. Okay. I told you, this is very difficult. I don't know what's going on here. Next. Darash maremar, hani us isuraisa de sura, these bundles from sura, from Syria, mesachachin bahu, that's good tzchach, Afal gav da agadon, even though they're bound, leminyana da almahu da agadon. They're only bound for to count how many you have. There's no etzem bundle, and therefore, for some reason, there's no gzeris otzer. You only bundle them to know how many you have. But there's no chashash. I guess it was built into this gzera. This is not a problem.
What's the original problem with the bundle?
The original problem was, we said yesterday, the original problem was what's going to happen? Most people, when they're harvesting, they bundle it up. Then they want it to dry out. So they'll throw it on top of the sukkah and they'll let it dry out. Then your wife is going to say, are you putting a sukkah up this year? What's the matter with you? When are you putting up a sukkah? It's already the day after Yom Kippur. What's with you? So what do you mean? I have the sukkah right there. It's sitting there for 6 months. And when you put it there 6 months ago, you didn't have lishma. So therefore, it's a tassav alam and a asli problem. So it's a gzira. The etzim is nothing wrong with it. You put it down. Right?
Exactly this problem.
What? No.
Not a
kli, no, it's not a kli. No, Minotaur is no reason why there should be a problem. So we're afraid that you'll put a bundle there. Nothing wrong with a bundle, but we're afraid if you put a bundle there, then people that put bundles there with the wrong intention will leave them there.
So how's this different?
How's what different?
What we're talking
about. I don't know. I don't know why is this different.
How's this different?
I don't know.
He's also putting it there for a reason.
I know. By the way, we haven't gotten to the hard part of the daf today.
You're kidding.
I'm not joking. So Amar of Abba, Hani Sarithi the Urbani. It's some kind of hut. There's a picture of it in the art school, right? There's a hut made out of willow. That hut made out of willow is kosher for schach. Now, even though it's bundled on top, right? Kivan Shahutra Roshe Ma'adonim Shalahen Ksherim. Because it's not bundled on both ends. It's only bundled on the top. And then it hangs down like a ball gown almost, right? So I va gidi mitasa, but on one end it's bound. So Gemara says, yeah, but Amr of Papa Dishariluh. So Papa says, well, you untied that. You untied that too. Rafuna Bre Divishu Amr Afilu Tema Delo Shariluhu. No, you didn't untie it. What's the issue? Call Eged. She'enu asui l'taltalo lo shmei eged. Any binding which can't be carried, it's not a binding. It can't be carried. It's too clumsy, so it's not a problem. Like I said, what exactly? How does this play out in halacha? I don't know. It's very difficult. Okay, so now comes the hard part of today's daf. Amr of Abba, Amar Shmuel, Yurakos she'amru chachamim adam yotze behan yidei chavasa bePesach. whatever vegetable you can use for maror. So we have a rule like this. Food can become tummy, right? Now, let's say I'm underneath an awning. I'm underneath an awning, and next to me there's a mace. I didn't touch the mace, but I become tummy. Why did I become tummy? Because I'm an ohel. This is an ohel. We're under the same ohel. What if someone's on top of the awning? Does that person become tummy? No. Why? Because the tumah of the mace hits the top of the awning and stops, doesn't go through. What if you have an awning which is very, very flimsy? What if your awning is lettuce? Let's say you're under the mace with lettuce. You're under the mace, and hovering over you is a lot of lettuce. Think of such a thing. Now, two questions. Number one, am I tummy? Is it an ohel? And number two, is the guy on top of the lettuce tummy? It's the same question. If the guy under is tummy, the guy on top is not. And if the guy under is not, then the guy on top is. Because he's on top of tumah. He becomes an ohel over the tumah. So that's what we're talking about. All these things that you're letting use for maror are basically vegetables. We'll call it lettuce. So number one, mevi'en es ha-tumah. Number one, it makes you tummy. Number two, the ein chotzitzin b'fnei ha-tumah. It's not a chatitza for tumah, which is the exact opposite din. Right? And those two will see. No, let's see Rashi. There are three dinim. Number one is mevi'en es ha-tumah. Number two is ein chotzitzin b'fnei ha-tumah. Let's see Rashi. So the Rashi will explain. Let's see Rashi. Let's see if you still have a question, we'll deal. Yurakos, it's the Rashi of Yurakos she'amru chachamim. It's a little down where we are. Yurakos she'amru chachamim. B'Pesach, you see it? She'adam yote behen yidei maror. Whatever you're allowed to use for maror. Chazeres olshin ushar chavrusehen. Chazeres olshin other things. Dakos heim, they're very thin. Tin bish balaz. Okay, whatever that means. Hilkach, therefore, in chotishin b'fnei atumah. It doesn't prevent atumah from shooting up to the sky. In shichech b'hen gag, if you use this lettuce for a roof, it doesn't prevent atumah going up. Why? Because it's very flimsy. Umidirabanan hu, by the way. This is only dindirabanan. Degazur alaihu, they made a gzeira. Shelo yismuchu alehen l'chutz b'fnei atumah. That you shouldn't use this to try to prevent tumah from going on top. Dilma samchi alaihu l'chiyav shinami. It's a gzera. Really? Why is this? What's wrong with this roof? What's wrong with lettuce? It's a gzera. What's the gzera? The gzera is you're going to use dried out lettuce, which is very crumbly. That's for sure not. It's not going to last. So since that might happen, they made a gzera. Even if you use wet, good, moist, fresh lettuce, same din. It doesn't help. Midrabanan, it doesn't help. Okay, umihu, ba'odan lachin, if they were moist, chotzitzin midaraisa. It certainly is a good chatzitza. It is a good mechitza. Mishum, de lo makabli tumah. It's not makabel tumah. Why not? The lav, Michael adam ninu. It's not considered food yet. Maybe it's not fully ripe, whatever it is. Skip the parentheses.
If it's wet, it's got half shit tumah.
Right.
So why is it not?
No, because it has to be food. Not everything wet is mekabel tumah.
I understand that, but lettuce is.
So I said, it's not food yet. It's not edible yet. It's not edible. Okay. The point is, it's not dried out. So if it's dried out, it's going to crumble. That's for sure not going to be a good. This is nothing wrong with it. Just it's a gzera. What's the gzera? You might use dried out ones. Aulachi yavshi. If it's dried out, ein mechatzitza chatzitza. It's not good. The mefarish even enoughly. It's going to crumble and fall. Okay. What?
That made it a lot clearer.
Right. Now, next Rashi says, Umevi'en es ha-tumah. I don't know where Rashi put them out of order. The next Rashi says, Umevi'en es ha-tumah, and it makes you tummy. Why? Because ba'odan lachin, as long as they're moist, the kal kama de lo yavshi, ohel himidaraisa. As long as it didn't dry out, it's a good ohel. So you're underneath a mace. You're underneath lettuce with a mace, you become tummy. Why? Because midaraisa, you're tummy.
The guy on top?
And the guy on top, midarabanan, he's also tummy.
No, midarabanan.
He shouldn't be. The midrabanan is tummy. You hear that? So everyone loses. Okay? That's what he says.
The minute they dry out, that's it?
I don't know the minute they dry out. It's a gzera. It's a gzera. You might use dried out. And dried out will crumble. and it won't be a good roof. So we don't want you using that. Because you try to prevent tumah, and you're not preventing anything. You're making it worse. So we don't allow you to use any let. We don't allow you to use it. That doesn't help the tumah. And the third din was uposlin besukkah mishum avir. It passes sukkah from air. Now, think about this. Forget the end of the wall. We have a thing called dofen akuba. Let's say you have a sukkah, and in the middle of your sukkah, or any part of your sukkah, not the ends. You have pasul schach. Pasul schach. How much pasul schach will pasul the sukkah? How much? So I think it's 4 tvachim. What about, you don't have any schach. You don't have any schach, it's open.
In the middle.
How much open space can you have before the sukkah becomes pasul? 3. So air is 3. Pasul is 4. Why is that? We'll see that tomorrow's doc. But that's just what it is. So here, what is this? What is this lettuce? Really, it's pasul schach. If anything, it's kosher schach. You want to tell me it's pasul schach because it's makabel tumah? Right? Okay. So it should be the din of 4 tvachim. Right? It says the Gemara, no, it's 3 tvachim. Look at Rashi. It's the Rashi of Bishum Avir. Kishir sha'avir pasula. It's the shear of air. The hainu shlosha tvachim, which is 3 tvachim. Kedarmina lekamam bepirkei. We're going to have it later in the week. Avir b'shlosha, air is 3. V'lo b'sharin lehu l'pasol kashir shar schach pasol. We don't use the shear of other schach pasol, which is what? Which is 4. The ochel haroy lekabal tumulhu. Because ochel could be kabal. Don't say that. Well, since it's food and it's kabal tumah, therefore it should be considered schach pasol. B'schach pasol ain't a pasol ela ba'arba tvachim be'emza. It's 4 tvachim in the center, and ba'arba amos min atzat. On the sides, you have 4 amos because of dofen akuma. Ela ki avre dayinan le'lechumra u'b'shlosha. Okay? Now, my taima, what's the reason for this gzeira? Kivan de'lechi yavshi parchi v'nafli k'man de'les nudami. Since it's going to dry up and crumble, it's as if it's not there. Okay? Now, V'amar Rav Ya'aba Amar Rav Huna Habotzer Lagas. If somebody is harvesting grapes because he wants to make it into wine, Ein lo yados. Yados are the stem of the grape. Now that stem it's called a yad, which means it's a handle. That stem could have the same din as the grape itself. So let's say a tame touches the stem of the grape. Is it matame the grape also? Generally, yes. However, if you're harvesting grapes for the purpose of wine, then we say there's no such thing as a yad. Why? Because the Gemara, I don't want that. I don't want that in my grapes, in my wine. It's going to make my wine worse. I don't want that there. So therefore, it doesn't have a din of a yad. It's very complicated. I'm making it very simple. Habotza lagas ein lo yados. There's no such thing. What? No, maybe it's easy to carry. I don't know. Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi is Ein lehem yados. 1, 2. It's like the fourth line where the lines of Rashi are wider. Ein lo yados lahavia eitz tuma ala ochel. To bring the tuma through the stem into the grape itself. Lafisha ein otzarech lebeis achiza. I don't need to hold this grape. That's what it is. How do you hold the grape? You hold it by the grape itself. You could. You also hold it by the stem. It's a little cleaner. I don't want it here. I don't want this stem over here. It's only going to make my wine worse. When we have this idea of adding on tumah to a non-food stem, it's not edible, that stem. That's hani mili biyad hanetstricha. It's only if you want it. I want the stem. O bekli, o beochel. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Menashe bargada amar Rav Huna, hakotzer l'schach ein lo yados. The same thing by, let's say, wheat or straw. This is also such a thing as a yad. That doesn't mean makabel tumah. For the same reason, I don't want that. I don't want that. I want to use schach. Schach can't be makabel tumah. Don't tell me about yados. I don't want them. Manda amar kotzer, if you hold that the straw of that the handle of a straw is not a yad. L'schach, ein lo yados. I'm sorry. Man, damer, kozer, koshkin, bozer. If you hold that the straw doesn't have a yad, for sure the gate doesn't have a yad. Why? I don't want the wine. I don't want it in my wine. I don't want it to ruin my wine. Man, damer, bozer. What about if you want to hold the bozer? He holds that there's no such thing as yad when it comes to only wine. She'ein lo yados. Avo kozer, yesh lo yados. Maybe by the stalks of straw, maybe there would be. Why? The nichale do sechachek bahu dehechi de lo labaron. Because I want that there, because it will prevent the straw from spreading and scattering and creating, you know, bristles and whatnot. It helps. So I might want it there. If I want it there, then it has a din of yad, and then it'll be a mekabel toma. So it could be they don't have to agree with each other. Now, Neymar, let's say the Rav Menashe bar Gada Tanoihi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Where's the machlokas tanoim? The Tanya, we look like this. Suche te'enim, leaves of te'enim trees, ubehen te'enim, and there are te'enim there too. Parchilin, leaves, ubehen anavim, and there are grapes there too. Kushin, the straw, ubehem shibon, there are stalks there too. Mechavdos, whatever that is, some kind of leaves, ubehem tumarim, and there are dates there too. Right? Kulan, all of them, im psoles meruba al ha'ochlin, if there's more psoles than ochlin, kshira, it's kosher. Right? Kosher for schach, right. Why? Because it just is. V'imlav, why? And by the way, you don't have to have rove for the yad also. That's the kicker. You don't have to have rove of the yad. In other words, I need to have more leaves than fruit. What about, do I have to have more leaves than fruit plus the yad? No. I have more leaves than fruit. V'imlav psula. And if not, it's pasul. Acherim says, Achi Yehu Kashin Merubin Al Hayados V'Al HaOchlin. You have to have more than the food, and also more than the yad too. So my lab Hakim Mifligi, what are they arguing in? Mar Savar, Acherim hold, Yesh Lehem Yados. Right? That they have Yados. Like who? Like Rav Abba, above. Therefore you have to have leaves, more than the yad too. Umar Savar, and the Rabbanon hold, Ein Lehem Yados. You don't have to have Yados. Like who? Like Rav Menashe Bar Gada. Therefore, the yados are the mitzdaref with the leaves, and then mevatel the peiros. Now, Lirav Ada, according to Rav Ada, vaday tanoihi. There's certainly a machlokas tanoim here. Why? Because that has to be machlokas according to Rav Ada. Why? Because Rav Ada said that it only applies by both. Right? I'm sorry. The Gemara said that according to Rav Ada said that the only issue is botzer. The only time there's no yados is by wine. Why? Because I don't want it. What about by straw? Maybe I do want it. Now we just have a machlokas about everything. So according to Rav Ada, it has to be a machlokas. According to Rav Menashe, what do we say? Say they'll hold by both. Just like by straw, and for sure, but it doesn't have to be a machlokas. Right? Well, Rav Menashe, Bar Gada, Milei Matanoihi, doesn't have to be a machlokas. So, Amar Rav Menashe, the Kuli Al Masavri, Kotel Lashach, Ein Lo Yados. Everybody could agree that by the straw, there are no Yados. V'hachav Mayaskinan, so there seems to be a machlokas here between Acherim and the Rabbanon. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about that they were pasul for Schach, Shekigon, Shekotzes and La'achila. Ah, you caught it to eat. And then, benimlach aleihem l'sichach. You changed your mind. And what did you say? Oh, now, ooh, it's yummy. I changed my mind, I want to eat it. Now, if you want to eat it, I don't care. I changed my mind, I want to use a v'schach. So now, what's the story? Can you change your mind? Right? Can you change your mind? Right? So the question is, after you change your mind, does the yad go away? As long as you're using it for food, the yad doesn't go away. Now that I change your mind, does the yad go away? So one second. Eat kotzes and la'achila. One second. If you cut it for food, it's a maitamaya de rabbanon. Why did the rabbanon hold that the yad goes away? That there was no yad. Right? V'chi tema kas... We'll stop here. Well, I want to stop here because there's nowhere to stop. This is a very difficult Gemara. I know we stopped right in the smack in the middle of something. I know it's a little early, but there's no way to stop now. We'll stop right here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be regular time, regular day. Tomorrow's a regular Monday morning, 6:10 dot. We'll dive in at 7 o'clock. All right? Everyone have a good day.
Not enough people are up.